Мейшана Нажаро!
Всак четвертик з'ютрай разом заднього в місяці.
Важкі посипнажі.
Найбольші мецошульці.
П'яне невісте.
Антихерої.
Черне овце.
Сліпі камермані.
Точні пасісти.
Розігране нюне.
То са згоди, які пише Жуляне.
З великими черками.
Ніко, ніко.
Гаоя.
Ніко, ніко.
Гаоя.
Ніко, ніко.
Tako, danes v oddaji Mešano na žaru predstavljamo Roberta oziroma Boba Vinjo, kitarista, ustanovitelja newyorške zasedbe Immolation.
Intense.
Ja, ja. In sicer boste slišali prav on intervju, ki je narejen ob dvorani, ko se prav čuje soundcheck še benda poleg, ne?
Hudo.
To je bilo novembra. Seveda pa prvi komad od Immolation of Martyrs and Men.
Emotions for the sea.
to Slovenia once again. It's been like 7 years since you visited our state for the last time when you were promoting Unholy Cult record.
Yeah, it was a little while ago. So yeah, it's good to be back.
Mm. How does it feel being back in Europe now?
Oh, fucking great. Yeah, we just did a tour with Vader in the United States, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, nothing compares to Europe, you know what I mean? So we had 4 days between that tour and this one. And we had, you know, we had some good, really good shows, and the Vader guys are good friends with them. But, like, this one was just more, like, you know, right off the bat, every show has been, like, almost sold out and, like, good crowds and the energy's there. It's just, like, really, like, you know,
yeah,
we've been looking forward to this for a while. Ever since Mitch from Napalm gave us the call, like Barney might have told you, it was like they called us up at it. You know, it was kind of cool. It was like Mitch just called Ross and it was just like, hey, we're doing a tour. You guys want to, you know, you want to get together at the end of the year? And we're like, fuck yeah, you know. So it was great, you know. It was like, it was perfect, you know. It was just like, just because we've known those guys for years. So it was just like people that know each other. It's like, hey, let's do this. So, you know, we made it happen. And that was it. So.
Mm-hmm. Hey, does this tour also carry some special stories, like in the U.S. when Ross had to drive the bus?
Oh, that was a Nile tour in January.
Yeah,
that was funny. Yeah.
What was actually happening with these guys?
Well, it was just that basically Nile's tour bus driver got pulled over by a police and on the highway, and I think the cop just kind of like gave him a hard time. Uh-huh. So it was some kind of technicality with his license, so he told him he grounded him. He said, you got to pull into the next rest stop, uh-huh, and you got to stay there for 24 hours or 12 hours, which would have meant we would have missed the gig that day.
Yeah.
So it was early in the morning, like 9 a.m., and then our driver was talking, and I was up and everything, and they were talking about it, and like, oh, you know, we got to see if we can get one of the truck drivers to drive the bus so we can get to the show. And I'm thinking, I'm like, well, Ross, you know, he does deliveries in the city. And he drives, but he has the license to do it. And I'm just like, I think Ross has a commercial license. So we woke him up. We explained the situation, and sure enough, it worked out. So that was it. You know, he drove like 4 hours to the next gig on the bus.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that,
it was great.
That's really metal.
Oh, total metal. It was classic. Yeah, that was fun.
Did you ever think that you would be here on the scene making records after all these years? I mean, you've been one of the earliest death metal acts in the U.S.
You never think that. When we started out, it was like, you know, I started our first band I was in was Rigor Mortis, the death metal band first, and then that was 86, so then we started Demolition 88, so
mm-hmm,
you get into it for the joy of the music, you enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
You don't know how far you're going to take it, but you enjoy it and you keep doing it, and like, our career has been like this. It's just been like, you know, a lot of bands are just like,
yeah,
we've just been like this, very small steps, little by little, but it's always been getting better. The music's always getting better to us. The productions have been getting better. To us, the band's always elevating little by little,
uh-huh,
even in small increments, but it's always going up, and we're having more and more fun with it. And like right now, you know, we had Steve and Bill in the band for the past 10 years, so
yeah,
we all live in different parts of the country, but we only practice before a tour, before an album,
uh-huh,
and it makes it a lot better. You know, you're not... You know, we were away from it for months, and then we get back into it, and it's fresh, and we have a good time, and like, you know, Steve and Bill, and me and Ross, you know, everybody knows what they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, we're going to do these songs on the tour. Okay, everyone practices on their own.
Yeah.
We get together, like, 4 days before a tour. We jam out.
Mm-hmm.
Done, you know? It's like, there's no bullshit involved. Everybody is 100% into it, so
mm-hmm,
it's only gotten better, so...
Uh-huh.
Every year goes by, we're like, wow, you know, we look back all the time, like me and Ross, we're like, wow, you know, like we both just turned 40 this past year, and
yeah,
we're like, wow, you know, it's like, it's kind of cool to be sitting here in Slovenia, freaking playing metal, you know, you know, who would think, you know,
yeah,
so we don't take it for granted, you know, and I was just talking to Barney the other day about, you know, he was just like, yeah, you guys have to, you know, think about when maybe you're not going to do it anymore, and I was like, no, you know, it's like, and he said the same thing. He's like, yeah, neither do we. It's like, you just keep going and you enjoy it, and who's to say, you know, 10 years from now we can't still be doing it. I mean, you know, things change. You know, I would never thought I would be 40 playing this kind of music, so
mm-hmm,
who knows, there's a chance I'll be 50 doing it too. You know, so, whatever, as long as we can go, then we do it, we have fun,
mm-hmm,
and you know, you do what you love in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not millionaires, but we enjoy what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see different places and have a good time and be able to have great friends around the world. And, you know, like the Napalm guys and the Macabre guys, we've known them for years. And
yeah,
you meet up with them every few years, and it's just like, you know, it's cool. You know, you have a good time, and it's great, you know. I mean, you can't fucking buy that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's cool, man. Really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You said that you made a pretty bleak, powerful, dark album called Majesty and Decay. Do you think it's now even more relevant, the stuff it sings about, than it was when it came out, I don't know, a couple months ago? Now, especially with these intense times with economics, politics, warfare.
Yeah, well, it all kind of, we've been going through a lot of things over the past few years, so it kind of like ties into everything from then and now, and, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of inspiration from, you know, like 65 years ago, about, you know, that kind of led to things that happened here in Europe back in the day that kind of like inspired us for what we wrote about, but also plays into what's going on today as well. So it's pretty open, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it totally gets into, you know, the themes of war and politics and things like that. But we do it in a dark way, I think. We do it in a certain way where, you know, you really have to look at what's being said and kind of pick up on it, you know. Like,
mm-hmm.
we try and not be a political band, but at the same time, we try and be more relevant these days, you know. Mm-hmm. We spoke about the religious stuff back in the day, but now, over the past few records, we really kind of broadened it up a little bit and kind of dealt a little bit more with other topics that all tie together with that anyway, and you know, what we see around us, and like I said, more relevant stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the music more powerful, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, and considering you've been on the scene so long, is there any possibility that you will now make a DVD once again? Like, not the live
one?
To.
It's always tough, you know, you gotta really plan that out. I mean, we did do a couple of DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of ours came out, a guy that we've known for a while, and he did the B.B. King one that,
yeah.
you know, that Lauren put out, that Listenable put out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had done the other one, Bringing Down the World.
Yeah.
That was from the Cradle of Filth tour and some other shows in
mm-hmm.
there, too. But
a documentary. The Life of Bob.
The Life of Bob ain't that great. not exciting, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll do another DVD, maybe try and mm-hmm. maybe really focus on, you know, the touring and trying to get, like, a good show done and stuff. Unfortunately, you really have to think ahead, you know? So, like, you know, like a tour like this would have been great to get some footage and stuff. And we just, you know, we're here, we're doing it, we're into
yeah,
it,
yeah.
you know? And unless you really plan it out and say, okay, we're going to do, you know, try and film some stuff, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, unfortunately, that part of it gets lost. But we're having fun and we're enjoying it, and it's been a great tour. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's the main part. But, yeah, I'm sure we'll do something in the future.
Okay. Bob, I would just like to say, do you have anything like any message to say to Slovenian fans of Immolation, Death Metal fans?
Just thanks for, I mean, I heard the show sold out, so that's awesome, you know. We're happy everyone's coming out, and you know, it's gonna be a great show. It's a great package, and we just appreciate the support over the years. I mean, we've been coming here for years now, you know, on and off, so it's cool, it's great, man. We appreciate it.
All right, Bob, thank you a lot.
Your truths are lies. Your lies are so pathetic. I'll never give up my soul. Mešano na žaro.
Vsak četrtek zjutraj, razen zadnjega v meseci.
Vaški posebna žeg.
Najboljši med sošulci.
Ja, ne, ne veste.
Antiheruji.
Črne ovce.
Slijepi kamermani.
Točni, pasisti.
Razihrane nune.
To so zgodbe, ki jih piše življenje.
S velikimi črkami.
Niko, niko.
Klaoja.
Niko, niko.
Klaoja.
Niko, niko.